Good afternoon. Today I will be talking about the use of capture-recapture analysis to assess reporting completeness of births to hepatitis B positive women in New York City in 2013 and 2014. First, I will present some background information. Infants are at risk for acquiring hepatitis B from infected mothers during childbirth. Approximately 90% of infants who acquire hepatitis B perinatally will become chronically infected, of whom 25% are estimated to die of hepatitis B-related complications. Timely administration of post-exposure prophylaxis, or PEP, consisting of hepatitis B immune globulin and the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine, followed by the completion of the hepatitis B vaccination series, is 85 to 95% effective at preventing transmission. Identification of all births born to hepatitis B-positive mothers is critical for effective disease surveillance, case management, and prevention of perinatal hepatitis B infections. To allow for the identification of births to hepatitis B-infected women, there are laws mandating prenatal screening for hepatitis B and the reporting of positive results to health departments. Approximately 1,600 women approximately 1,600 births to hepatitis B-infected women are reported to the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene each year. The Department of Health's Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Unit, or PERI-HEP-B Unit, is responsible for the case management of these infants, which includes ensuring the administration of PEP and the hepatitis B vaccination series, as well as the completion of post-vaccination serology testing to assess the infant's immunity or infection status. The Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Unit has a surveillance system in place to identify and case manage infants born to hepatitis B-infected women. The system requires that cases are reported. Sources of reports include the hepatitis B positive lab reports indicating pregnancy status, provider and delivery facility clinical reports, and newborn metabolic screening forms indicating mother's hepatitis B status. These reports enter the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Unit surveillance database. The surveillance system is dependent on providers and laboratories submitting reports to the health department, thus leaving the potential for cases to go unreported. Because of the potential for unreported cases, we sought to use capture-recapture methodology to evaluate the existing surveillance system. This methodology has been applied by others to evaluate infectious disease surveillance systems by comparing two independent data sources to determine the number captured by each individual source and by both. A model is then applied to estimate the total number of cases and derive the number of individuals not found in either data source. Now I would like to describe the methods used in this project. Our first independent data source was obtained from the PERI-HEP-B database, which is our existing surveillance system. The database includes all reported infants born to hepatitis B-positive mothers in New York City. It contains maternal and infant identifiers, as well as hepatitis B laboratory results. We included maternal-infant pairs, where the infant was born between May 1, 2013 and May 1, 2014, for which the mother was a New York City resident and hepatitis B-positive at the time of delivery. Our second independent data source was created by conducting a match to identify infants born to hepatitis B-infected women in New York City. Data from two sources were matched. The first source was the Citywide Immunization Registry, or CIR, which is the New York City Department of Health's Immunization Information System. The CIR contains data for all infants born in New York City, which is populated by vital records and includes maternal identifiers. Infants born May 1, 2013 through May 1, 2014 were included in this data set. The second data set was the Electronic Laboratory Reporting System, or ELR, which contains all positive hepatitis B test results for New York City residents. Reports with collection dates between August 1, 2012 and July 31, 2014 were included in this data set. The match between the CIR and ELR was a deterministic match, which incorporated mother name, date of birth, phone number, and address. To maximize the number of matching records returned, multiple matches broken into different categories of likelihood, exact, high, medium, and low, were conducted using SAS. Then we conducted a second match to compare the infants identified by the existing surveillance system to infants identified by the CIR-ELR match. Two data sets were matched, the Peri-Hep B database and the results of the CIR-ELR match. This match was also a deterministic match, incorporating CIR key, which is a unique identifier assigned to each infant in the CIR, as well as mother and infant demographics. Multiple matches broken into different categories of likelihood, this time exact, high, and low, were conducted using SAS. Through this comparison, we were able to identify cases that were not previously reported and only identified by the CIR-ELR match. After performing the matches, we needed to investigate and determine the case status of infants identified through the CIR-ELR match who did not match to a record in the Peri-Hep B database. An infant was considered a case if born to a hepatitis B infected mother who was residing in New York City at the time of delivery. Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Unit staff conducted medical record reviews to confirm case status, document PEP, hepatitis B vaccine series completion, and post-vaccination serology testing, as well as to attempt to identify the sources of reporting failure. After determining the status of infants identified via the CIR-ELR match but not found in the Peri-Hep B database, we were able to estimate the total number of cases using an unbiased version of the Lincoln-Peterson estimate, where N is the estimated total number of cases. N1 is the number of cases captured by the CIR-ELR match. N2 is the number of cases captured by the Peri-Hep B database. And M is the number of cases captured by both sources. The standard error formula shown here was used to calculate 95% confidence intervals around the total case estimate. Now for the results. First, I will present the results of the matches and the case investigations. 182,003 records from the ELR were matched to 117,273 records in the CIR. This returned 1,685 matches, which were then matched to 1,577 records in the Peri-Hep B database. From this match, 1,516 were found in the CIR-ELR match and the Peri-Hep B database. Of those, 1,493 were confirmed as having been born to a hepatitis B positive mother residing in New York City. 23 had been discarded, meaning that the case investigation found that the mother was hepatitis B negative or resided outside of New York City at the time of delivery. 61 infants were not found in the CIR-ELR match, but were in the Peri-Hep B database as a confirmed case. 169 were in the CIR-ELR match dataset, but not in the Peri-Hep B database and required investigation. Of those, 55 were confirmed as cases and 114 were discarded. The three results indicated here will be used in the next slide for the capture-recapture analysis. Having determined the number of cases identified by both independent data sources and by each source individually, we were able to calculate the total number identified by each independent data source. Using this, we were then able to estimate the total number of cases and derive the number of cases not captured by either source using the unbiased Lincoln-Peterson formula, shown here. We calculated the estimated total number of cases N to be 1,611. Using this, we worked through the table and calculated an estimated 63 cases were not captured by the CIR-ELR match. We calculated an estimated 57 cases were not captured by the Peri-Hep B database. Then we completed the table and found an estimated 2 cases were not captured by either data source. Using the standard error formula shown earlier, we calculated the 95% confidence interval around the total case estimate to be 1,608 to 1,614. Using the estimated total number of cases, we are able to assess the completeness of the Perinatal Hepatitis B Prevention Unit's existing surveillance system. Of the 1,611 estimated total births to hepatitis B-infected women, 1,554, or 96.5%, were captured by the Peri-Hep B database. 55 additional cases, or 3.4%, were identified by the CIR ELR match and were not captured by the PERI-HEPI database. An estimated 2 cases, or 0.1%, were not captured by the PERI-HEPI database and not found in the CIR ELR match. Overall, the existing surveillance system was found to capture a high percentage of estimated cases, indicating it is nearly complete. We found that the CIR ELR match increased case ascertainment and resulted in a 3.5% increase in case identification. The results also showed that not all cases were captured by the existing surveillance system, indicating that reporting failure is occurring. We assessed the reasons and facilities responsible for reporting failure. We found that there were multiple reasons for reporting failure among the providers and delivery facilities. The reasons listed here were not mutually exclusive, meaning that for each case, there could be multiple reasons attributing to a reporting failure. The most common reasons for failures were that the provider or delivery facility simply failed to report the case, meaning that the mother was documented as hepatitis B positive in the medical record, but the case was never reported. Another common reason was that the mother was recorded as hepatitis B negative on the newborn metabolic screening form, often the result of a transcription error. We also examined the delivery facilities for the cases and found that they were born at 19 different birth hospitals. And of those, 4 facilities accounted for 53% of unreported infants. We obtained infant case management and outcome information and found that of the 55 births identified by the CIR ELR match, 48, or 87.3%, received PEP and completed the hepatitis B vaccination series. 39, or 70.9%, completed post-vaccination serology testing. Of those tested, 35, or 89.7%, were found to be immune to hepatitis B. 0 were found to be infected, and 4, or 10.3%, had an indeterminate test result. Compared to infants born during the same time frame, but reported to us by the existing surveillance system, the rates of PEP, hepatitis B vaccine series completion, and post-vaccination serology testing are much lower among this group, supporting the importance of timely report to the health department. There were limitations with this project. A number of cases captured by routine surveillance were not identified by the CIR ELR match, indicating a need to improve the matching algorithm. However, regardless of the strength of the matching algorithm, the CIR ELR match could potentially miss cases. Infants born outside of New York City to mothers residing in New York City would not be reported by vital records. In addition, infants born to mothers who were residing in New York City at the time of delivery but were outside of New York City when tested for hepatitis B may not have a hepatitis B test result in the ELR. This project has left us with more work to do. As mentioned previously, we intend to improve the matching algorithm. Once improved, we would like to routinely conduct the matches used in this project to improve case identification efforts. We also intend to follow up with the facilities that failed to report the cases to identify the causes of reporting failure and to prevent future occurrences. I would like to acknowledge everyone listed here for their assistance with this project, and thank you.
Questions? Hi, Sarah New, California Department of Public Health. I just had a question about the match. I'm just curious on why you did a deterministic match instead of a probabilistic match.
It was based on like the programming skills that we had available to us. So I did the match myself. We don't really have a probabilistic matching program at the Department of Health that we could have applied to this data in particular. We have other programs that we use with other data, but okay. It was just that.
Can you talk about the reporting process? And do you think that if this data actually could be reported in a birth record and automatically sent over and whatnot, would that be enough time in order to do what's needed to be done?
Ideally, we would like the cases to be reported prenatally, so that way we can provide the mother with education, and that way the hospital is ready to administer the HBIG, the hepatitis B immunoglobulin, and the first dose of the vaccine. It has to be done pretty quickly, within 12 hours of life, to really be the most effective. But we do actually kind of already receive almost automatic reports. The newborn metabolic screening form is completed for every birth. And it has a hepatitis B question. It asks about the mother's hepatitis B status, and that information is automatically uploaded to the state, and then the state sends it to us. But at that point, I mean, that form is kind of, I mean, it's a handwritten form. It's not the best method. I think if it was electronic and it was an easier checkbox and something that was a bit more standardized, it would be better.
Thank you.